Hi, Sharon. What's on your mind, ma'am?
Right. Thanks for taking my call. I began taking niacinamide, and coincidentally, either right before or right after, I started getting these flat, small, red spots on my legs and arms. And I went to a dermatologist who took a sample, and I was told that it is lichen planus. And I'm wondering
okay.
if there's a connection. Could I be allergic to niacinamide or sensitive? Is there any connection between the two?
Not a known one, ma'am, but you are quite correct. It is possible for any one person to be sensitive to any one thing. I mean, that's just the way the world is. So that is possible to screen and see if you are sensitive, and if you are, get the stuff desensitized, so at least you won't react to that anymore. Now, I can't tell you at all for sure whether it causes lichen planus, because the cause of lichen planus is not even known, not in the textbooks anyway, and not in the so-called literature that one reads. So, anyway, it wouldn't hurt to get screened and see if the niacinamide did it, because it occurred about the same time. Now, the other thing is what one can do about lichen planus, and actually, there's studies on relatively high-dose vitamin A that shows that in the majority, and it was not 100%, but it does show that in the majority, the lichen planus either went away completely after, no kidding, several, as you'd expect, a couple, 3 months of treatment, or at least it got a bunch better. Now, what's a bunch of vitamin A? Well, the study was using 100,000 units a day, 100,000, and that is up there. But to get toxic on vitamin A, most of us, if we're adults, we need to be taking 300,000 or 400,000. And funny thing, but they ought to tell you this, vitamin A overdose in any one individual gives a symptom. It's called headaches, because what extra vitamin A, I should say excessive vitamin A for any one person will do is raise the intracranial pressure. That is the pressure of the fluids within the brain, and that hurts. So if we're taking a bunch of vitamin A and we start getting headaches, taking too much for us. But other than that, the only other hazard is if a woman happens to get pregnant, and it would definitely hurt the baby.
Okay, so 100,000 units a day for approximately 3 months should clear it up?
And watch out for headaches. How often do they occur? Oh, I'd say about 5% of the time, but watch out for that, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And one other question regarding concussion, if you have a moment.
Just a moment is right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Traumatic brain injury, is there anything that can be done as far as supplements?
Oh, yes, ma'am. There's a number of studies of the effects of lithium on traumatic brain injury, and all of those studies show that it promotes healing. I'm not surprised, because lithium is one of the few things, along with taurine, that causes formation of new brain cells, but that was not the only way that it worked. And they have low-dose lithium in all the natural food stores at 5, 10, and 20 milligrams, and we never want to go above 40. It could bother the kidneys a little past 40, but they don't sell that amount in the health food store.
So for a 17-year-old male?
Oh, my goodness. He could handle a 10 milligram with no problem, very, very likely. But check with the doctor you're working with. One other thing, doctor over in the UK taught us that if we want to get rid of lithium toxicity, and that's in people who are using hundreds of milligrams a day for their bipolar disease, then all we got to do is give them a tablespoon of fish oil and a tablespoon of flax oil a day, and the toxicity fades away. And by the way, we've done that successfully at Tahoma Clinic. But he's not going anywhere near the hundreds of milligrams, so chances are very good he'd be safe with the 10-milligram one.
Wonderful. Thanks so much for your help, Doctor.
You're welcome, ma'am.